Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. And if you have a question or some particular life issue you'd like to discuss, now is the time to call, because if it's top of the hour three, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and the number 844-322-2742 is live and active right now. We want to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742, whether it's the live broadcast or a delayed broadcast, the number is the same, and we always love hearing from you, our listeners. Well, Bob, for our listeners who are not yet really familiar with the term, the normal Giving Tuesday is a day designated late in the year, usually, to encourage donations for the charities and the ministries many times work behind the scenes to serve people. And hopefully those donations go far and above the normal giving. But today we're observing a special Giving Tuesday. It's called Giving Tuesday Now. What's that all about?
Well, it's a special day to mobilize people for acts of generosity in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Mm-hmm. And certainly there are a lot of people without work today. More than 25 million people have applied for unemployment here in the United States. Small businesses are having to shut down their doors. There is just lots and lots and lots and lots of needs. Yes. That are coming about as a result of this pandemic. People are losing loved ones to the disease, so that's a need as well. So we're just seeing a lot surface that needs to be addressed. And certainly one of the biggest needs that is out there is on the spiritual front.
Yes, indeed.
One of the things that we are seeing probably more clearly than we've ever seen is the amount of fear that every human being lives with day in and day out. And the biggest fear that every human being faces is fear of death. Mm-hmm. And certainly with the coronavirus, there is a fear of death. If you catch it, if you're in a condition where you're not able to fight the disease, you're a high risk person, then there's a possibility that this disease could take your life. And then what? And so that fear of death has surfaced in a very real and palatable way. Yeah. And one of the things that we address here on Basic Gospel is the fact that the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ can put away that fear of death and actually liberate somebody to experience life to the full, regardless of what life is throwing at them.
Right.
In Hebrews chapter 2, it says this: "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery." Yeah. God's desire for every human being is not a lifelong of slavery. He wants us to experience freedom. He wants to liberate us from that fear of death, and he does so through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So Giving Tuesday Now is a great opportunity for you to join forces with Basic Gospel and help get this good news out to as many people as possible and help liberate them from the fear that they're experiencing.
Yes.
And like I said, anywhere you turn, if you talk to your neighbors, if you talk to people that you work with, if you just talk to people in general, you're going to see some aspect of fear in their lives right now. Fear to get out because they don't want to get the disease. Well, why would they be fearful of that? Well, because I think they're fearful of this ultimate consequence, that it might lead to death, and then what?
Right.
And the reason that they're asking then what? Because they don't have a firm foundation in Christ Jesus. So let's put a firm foundation under people. Let's give them a rock solid foundation to stand upon so that they can go about their day-to-day lives free in Christ Jesus.
Well, there you have it, folks. It's your chance to participate in Giving Tuesday now and support Basic Gospel and this message by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. And remember, when you make your gift, we're going to send you Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, a book with a message that will bring confident reassurance that God is with us and has a plan for our lives, even if we don't see it. But be sure to request your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace when you make your Giving Tuesday now gift to support Basic Gospel and this message that you hear every day right here on Basic Gospel. Once again, that number, 844-322-2742, lines available right now. We'd love to hear from you. If it's roughly 5 minutes after 3 p.m., it is the Central Time. It is the live broadcast, and you can call and speak to us right inside the studio right now, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this question from Monica. It concerns Luke 14:26. And she quotes the verse in the King James, and it's a little hard to read, but I'm going to try it anyway. It says, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." She says, "When I read this verse, I'm confused, and I know that's not from God. However, it addresses the mother, sister, wife, and I guess the daughter because it says children, but not the husband. Could you please help me understand if Jesus was talking to women about being a disciple? The other part of my question is, why did he use that word hate? I thought we were to love everyone and honor our mother and father. I really enjoy the teaching, and it helps, but sometimes I feel as if the Lord doesn't love me and my daughter. I read this on Sunday, and it has bothered me since. I feel as though the enemy is trying to deceive me to think that Jesus doesn't care about us." That's from Monica.
Well, Monica, thanks for writing, and let me be very clear up front. Jesus does care about
Indeed.
You, and he's demonstrated that love for you, and that while you were a sinner, he died so that you could have everlasting life, so that you could experience forgiveness of sin, so that you could experience freedom and could enjoy an eternal relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. I love Galatians 2:20 that tells us that we are to live by faith in this present life in the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Yeah. We see in 1 Peter 5:7, for example, "Cast all your cares upon the Lord." And the reason we do that is because he cares for us. And one of the things that we talked about all last month is the fact that absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of Christ Jesus. Now, with all that being said, what in the world does this passage in Luke mean? What is Jesus saying that if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple? Well, he's putting out a choice. Either you're going to look for life and significance and meaning and purpose out there in the world and through family relationships, through jobs, through money, through power, through prestige, through sex, through education, through all of those sort of things. You can look for life in those particular areas, or you look to Jesus.
Yes.
Now, the things of the world are going to tug at you and try to draw you in their direction. And so what Jesus is saying, for you to receive real life, true life, authentic life, genuine life, eternal life, spiritual life, you have to turn away from the things of this world toward Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, there are many people, for example, who have been confronted with the gospel of Jesus Christ that have come out of a Muslim background or maybe a Jewish background or maybe a Hindu background, and they know the choice that they make in receiving Christ Jesus is going to put them at odds with their family. But yet they see the truth of the gospel. They want to experience the grace that is poured out through the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they say, "This is more important to me than even my family."
Yeah.
And if my family chooses to turn their back on me, if my family chooses to ostracize me, to cast me away, then that's the risk I'm willing to take because I want Jesus.
Yes.
I want to experience his life. I want to know that my sins are forgiven. I want to know that I have been made right in God's sight. I want to know that I'm alive in Jesus and that Jesus is alive in me. So that's what this passage is talking about. Now, many people would say, well, that's pretty harsh. Well, yeah, it's harsh, but it's reality. Yeah. Your family does not have an answer for you beyond the grave. Only Jesus does. So that's what we have to realize, that Jesus is giving us eternal hope. And then when we receive Jesus, it's not that we hate our family. As a matter of fact, when we receive Jesus, we learn to love them even more. Mm-hmm. We learn to honor our parents even more. We learn to love our mates even more. We learn to do all of these things even more. So he's saying, let's die to the things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Let's cast those aside so that we can experience new life in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And like I said, for many people, that's a very tough decision because when they make it, that means they're cutting themselves off from their families.
Right.
But it's a worthwhile decision because in Jesus, you have everything.
Indeed.
So, Monica, recognize that you've already received Christ Jesus, which means you are in Christ and Christ is in you. It also means absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So God cares for you. Those thoughts about wondering if he cares for you or not, they're coming from the enemy. So don't listen. You're not obligated to listen to those thoughts. You're not obligated to listen to the enemy. God has given you truth. Trust the Spirit of God to take the things of the Lord Jesus, make them real to you so that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God truly does care for you.
Monica, thanks for reaching out. We hope that's a help to you. Reach out again if you have further questions. Again, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to the Bronx and talk to Lucretia. Did I say that right?
You said it right.
Well, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi. So my question is, thank you for your broadcast. I love it. My question is regarding Genesis 32:24, when along those verses, where it says that Jacob overcame the Lord. So I studied the Bible together with my 11-year-old, and her question is, what exactly is that verse saying, that he contended with God and man and overcame? If I've explained to her that God is above all and no one can overcome him.
Well, that's exactly right, Lucretia. You are explaining that exactly the way it should be explained. Let me read the verse out of the ESF, the English Standard Version. Then he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed or have endured. So it's not saying that he's overcome, that he's won a victory over God. He's just saying he's endured the struggle. And enduring the struggle, he's actually come to the end of himself. If you know anything about Jacob's character, he was a deceiver, he was a manipulator, he was all kinds of things. So he's not the picture of Christian virtue, wasn't the picture of Christian virtue. But here we see God in this wrestling match, bringing him to an end of himself, and you kind of see with that putting his hip out of socket, which gave him a limp for the rest of his life. It brought about some humility in his life so that he could truly turn to God and look to God and depend upon God in all things. So that's really what this story is about, how Jacob struggled, and in that struggle, he came to the end of himself and to the beginning of kind of a brand new, different type of relationship with God.
That answers our question. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks so much for your call. We sure appreciate it. That's a great question, too.
Yeah, they didn't have hip replacements in those days.
No, they didn't. And to put a hip socket out of joint, I mean, it takes a lot of force to make that happen.
Yeah,
that's not like putting your finger out of joint or your shoulder or your elbow or something like that. It's the biggest socket in the human body. And so to put that out of joint takes some powerful force. And I think that's really what brought Jacob to the point of seeing God for who he really is.
Probably hurt, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Indeed.
Okay. We want to go to a question from Olga now. She's a Facebook viewer. She says, I was wondering about being buried or cremated because it says you will go back to dust or ashes. What's the story on that, Bob?
Well, burial has always been the Christian practice, so to speak, throughout history. And we do that in honor of the resurrection. There is a resurrection of the body that is going to take place. So Jesus was placed into a borrowed tomb. That body was anointed with some spices, and the women were going back to the tomb to anoint the body further. But that body was resurrected. That body was raised back to life, and that body put on immortality. So the body that Jesus inhabited when he came into this world, it was subject to death. And so when he took upon himself the sins of the world, that body died, but that body was raised back to life. So you and I, we're going to get a resurrected body. So I think burial for the Christian, really the burying of the body is in anticipation or in honor of the resurrection of the body that's going to come when Christ returns. Now, as far as cremation, the body is going to return to ashes and dust regardless of whether you bury or cremate. So that's not the issue, and there's certainly nothing in the Word of God against cremation. There's one obscure passage, and you know some people try to use it to argue against it. But you know, if you really read it, it doesn't. There's no case against cremation in the Word of God. Yeah. So many people are choosing that today because of the financial obligations of burial and that sort of thing. So regardless, God has the power to raise that body back to life, and he's promised to do so, and we can count on him to do so, regardless of how it was disposed of after death.
Olga, thanks for your question. Hey, we appreciate your reaching out. And, you know, Bob, while there are countless nonprofit or not-for-profit organizations around the world that serve the physical and social needs of people, and those organizations, of course, will benefit from this special day called Giving Tuesday now, well, Basic Gospel is here to serve the spiritual needs of people, offering the hope and encouragement that we are free from fear and anxiety, not only about this COVID-19 virus itself, but, you know, the lost jobs and lost income that people experience since put so many families in jeopardy. So we come to our listeners on this Giving Tuesday now and ask you to make one over and above your normal giving to Basic Gospel for all the important reasons that you already know about. So we ask you to go online to basicgospel.net and click donate and make the most generous gift possible, supporting the message of hope and security in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, this pandemic has surfaced a lot of fear in human lives out there, fear of all sorts of things. You know, people who may not have been exposed to the virus at all and, you know, have been very healthy, they may be facing some financial issues.
Yeah, losing jobs.
And losing jobs and wondering how they're going to make their mortgage payment. And we never want to make decisions based out of fear. We want to make decisions based out of faith in Jesus Christ. We want to have some wisdom. And that's what this program is doing in the lives of people. It's helping put them on a solid foundation where they can approach the whatever this pandemic has brought their way with faith, with courage, with confidence that God is working this out together for their good, mm-hmm. and that God will bring them through to the other side. So we're asking you to join with us to help put people on a solid foundation out there. And your gift, any amount, will be a great blessing to people all over this world who tune into the broadcast and hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
And there are a lot of people around the world that do tune in, and we appreciate and love them just as well. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing well. What's on your mind, Mary Jo?
My question is this. In the Old Covenant, it talks about God created the heavens and the earth and in 7 days. And then in the New Covenant, one of the apostles, I don't know which one it is, he talks about all things were created for and by him, and they're talking about Christ. And I'm a little bit confused.
Well, Mary Jo, that gets back to the Trinity. God is one, but he's manifest himself in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We know that God spoke this world into existence, that Jesus Christ is that Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So it was through the Word that God spoke this world into being. And so that's how that all plays out. So when we say God created this world, we're also saying that Jesus Christ created this world. And we also know the Spirit of God was involved in it too. Why? Because that's the fullness of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Mary Jo. Well, let's go to Gainesville, Texas, and talk with Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hello. I have a question for you in Hebrews chapter 10.
Okay.
Verses
26, I bet.
Yeah, 26 and 27.
Okay. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment. So what Hebrews chapter 10 is all about is the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And the writer of Hebrews compares the sacrifice of Christ to the sacrifices in the Old Testament, the sacrifices of bulls and goats. And he says those sacrifices could never take away sins. But when Jesus offered himself, he took away sin once and for all. He finished the work. He sat down at the right hand of God the Father. Now, to go on sinning is to reject the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and to continue to rely upon the sacrifices of bulls and goats to bring about forgiveness and right standing with God. And if that's what you're doing, if you're rejecting the sacrifice of Christ, then there's not going to be a better sacrifice that comes along. And so all that's going to remain for you is this fearful expectation of judgment. So, Patty, the book of Hebrews is really a book about faith. And the writer is putting forth Jesus as the object of faith. And to reject him is to continue in unbelief and to continue willfully sinning after receiving the knowledge of the truth that his sacrifice matters, that his sacrifice did the job, that nothing more needs to be done. So he's not talking to believers, he's talking to unbelievers.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
Okay,
thank
Patty.
You so much.
Thanks for your call.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. I want to take this final opportunity to ask you, our listener friends, to step up in a big way as we join other ministries and charities worldwide in observing Giving Tuesday now, ministering to people here at home and around the world who are battling the impact of COVID-19. People affected by this virus need to know that God has not abandoned them, that He's right there going through every moment of the hardship, offering comfort and grace in this time of need. Go to acgospel.net and make your most generous gift, and we would love you to partner with us. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.